Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's good? The Mayor in the building, man. Hype to charge. After Further Review is in your ear. GQ Palace Radio is in the building in full effect. I got one question before we get the show started tonight. Denver Broncos, how you feel? All right. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to, brag or nothing, but I do remember saying that the game is not even going to be, it's not going to be all that. I said it might get ugly early. I think those were the words that I used. It might get ugly early. I didn't think it was going to get ugly that early from the first snap of the game. You're hearing a lot of excuses right now. That's what I talk them up to, excuses about why did not show up. That's what you call not showing up. We've had discussions on After Further Review about not showing up. What was the definition of not showing up? That was the definition of not showing up. They just thoroughly gave it to the Broncos. Like I said, over the last couple of weeks now, Seattle, their defense wasn't going nowhere. You know what I mean? And to even speak to the point of where they got called off sides. Maybe it was once or twice during the game. I knew it wasn't going to happen often and too much in the game. You know what I mean? Because they sat back and they watched Denver. And what's really, really killing me right now is how they're coming up with these convoluted excuses about how they lost and why they lost. But we'll get into that later on, man. The number to call, 646-200-3838. We got the Mayor in the building. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. I was down at the Super Bowl Boulevard, man. It was pretty nice. We're going to get into that. NBA trade deadline coming up. We're going to talk about that. Spring training, little NCAA basketball. Went to Olympics, man. That's about to be crazy. We're going to get into that a little bit. And, with the usual suspects, we're going to get it on and pop it, man. You got the Mayor in the house, 646-200-3838 is the math once again. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you to or suggest highly strongly that you press 1 when you call the number in. That way you can get on the line and get in on the conversation. We're in the building. Was on Super Bowl Boulevard, man. Went out there and it was nice. It was real, real nice. I enjoyed it. The line to take a picture with the Super Bowl trophy was mad long. The line to go on the toboggan ride in front of Macy's was mad long. It was a lot of people out there. Ran into a couple of people, you know what I mean, and saw a lot of things of how it goes down behind the scenes. And it was just a real nice experience. They did it up. But please, please, please miss me with Chicago wanting the Super Bowl now and Washington, D.C. wanting the Super Bowl now. And, what's going to be next? I think it was, they got away with murder with this Super Bowl right here. And I don't think that they should do it anymore. They shouldn't tempt fate because look what happened the next day, which was, yesterday, the big snowstorm hit. You know what I mean? So they barely missed it. They got away with murder. So you got to, it was a success. You know what I mean? The game wasn't really a success for Denver, but we knew that going in. And a lot of people were putting, this on, Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl. He's going to be the greatest ever. Peyton Manning should never, he should be in the conversation, but if I'm talking about it, I don't think he's cracking my top 7. That's just me. because I remember, you know, when Peyton Manning, from when he was at Tennessee, you know, that was his thing. He would never win the big, big game. You know what I mean? He could pile out of numbers, and you can't deny him that. You know what I mean? But to me, he's just like one step above Dan Marino. He did the same thing Dan Marino did. He just got a ring. Peyton Manning has one ring, so that's what separates him from Dan Marino. So that's just in my opinion right there. But the Super Bowl, I enjoyed it because it kind of just kind of like put the bow on the package. Like I kind of like, you know, you sit back and watch. You don't really get fooled by what Stephen A. Smith talks about or what any of these other tape heads talk about, these suits and ties. You know what I mean? They just going with the popular theory. I look at what I see, and it was no way in the world that I saw Denver Broncos beating Seattle in the Super Bowl. Because, first of all, you're going to tell me, okay, Peyton Manning is going to attack Richard Sherman. Okay, if he does attack Richard Sherman, he's going to get it. How many times did he go to Richard Sherman's side in the game? You tell me. Okay? But my thing was, he wouldn't even have to go to Richard Sherman's side. What you got on the other side? You know what I mean? So, and Seattle came in the game ready. They was hungry. And that's just what it is. Yo, the lines is lit up, man. Let's get it on and pop it, man. Don't get scared to jump. It's like double dutch. You know what I mean? You press the number. You press 1 to get in on the conversation. Let's get it popping. 646-200-3838. You got that part all together. I like that. You got that part down. Now you got to follow me. Press 1. And my lovely people will answer the phone, and you can get it on and popping, and let's go. But anyway, man, yeah, the Super Bowl, Denver was never in it from the opening snap. Seattle was on top of them like church on Sunday. And I just don't think that, you know, the excuses that you're hearing, that it was too noisy. Are you serious? Who do you think you're talking to? Are you serious right now? It was too noisy. Come on, son. No. You just got beat. You got beat on offense, defense, special teams. You let Percy Harvin come back from off the reserve list and run one back on you. You let Malcolm Smith, who I think had one of the best postseasons ever. Okay, he runs the interception back for a touchdown. He's a Super Bowl MVP, and he made the interception regardless if it was on a tip on the play in the NFC Championship game. So Malcolm Smith had a great postseason. You know what I mean? But as far as MVP, I don't know. I think Percy Harvin should have got the MVP, the Super Bowl. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? Because if you want to give it to somebody on the defense, you should have gave it to the whole defense. All right? So that's what it is. We got the bell popping. I knew we was going to get it on and popping. Don't be scared. Just get it popping. Barry, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
My brother, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Everything's getting into a flow. Andy, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Bayer, you know I'm laughing at you right now. You talk about us like double.
Let's get it popping. Let's get it on and popping because, you know, I got to get my round of applause because I did pick Seattle to win, and I do believe the words that I said, Mr. Barry, was it might get ugly early.
Yeah,
and it did.
Go ahead, Angie.
No, I said it did. It got very ugly very early. First,
you know,
play of the game.
Yes, and to me, I think that it was just after that happened, I was like, okay, it happens. Things happen because, like in the Super Bowl prior, a couple years back, where they called intentional grounding on Tom Brady when he threw it out the end zone when they was playing in the Giants in the Super Bowl, the first play of the game. Okay, that's fine. We'll get past that. Mm-hmm. But then it just kept happening. Then what was killing me, Barry and Angie, was the fact that they was only getting field goals.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I was like, okay. You know what I mean? It was 8-0, and it was 12-0.
Yeah. 5-9, 8-0 was a nothing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, it just got a little bit deeper. It was 22. Then it was 29. You know what I mean? It was 36. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Denver did not show up.
Nope.
Barry, if you want to chime in, man, and give you a synopsis on what you saw, can you give you was a witness to the crime.
No, everything you just said was true. Like, if the MVP should have been the whole defense, and I said Percy Harvin, or even Russell Wilson. I mean, he wasn't spectacular, but he was a game manager. He didn't make no mistakes, no interceptions, you know. I think it was the whole defense. You know, I've been watching. You know, we go back old school, like the steel curtain. Mm-hmm. I've seen everything since Super Bowl 4 or 5, but that defense was tenacious, man. And I think that one game, that was the best defensive thing I've ever seen in a Super Bowl game. because they popped him.
See,
pressure on Hayden. They did everything they said. He threw ducks. They put pressure on him. They didn't even blitz.
All of that, Barry.
No,
he threw ducks.
Like the Steelers or what, you know, with the blitz all the time. It was no blitz. It's just the front four coming.
And it was like, and they was giving you that underneath stuff, and you wasn't trying to catch it, because every time you come underneath, you get popped.
Yeah.
Every time.
And they
every time
them.
You come underneath, and I said last week, you're going to get that underneath stuff.
And that's
but
like
it ain't
old
like
school
the linebackers ain't no slouch.
That was old school defense, you know, like, you know, that, you know, because all these new rules, they was just playing old school defense, popping them, you come over, pop, pop.
You
pop. It was
get
just
hit.
Like,
that's all there is to it.
That's
and,
all it was.
And,
it was straight up, it was just straight defense, no blitz, no kind of schemes. They were just in his face, and he looked just like his brother, and I'm a Giant fan. Hayden looked like Eli.
That was definitely a Manning curse going on.
Right. He looked puzzled. We didn't hear Omaha one time. There was no Omaha.
Right. That's right. We didn't hear Omaha one time.
Not nothing.
I had put it out. I think I had tweeted. Peyton needs Mutual of Omaha or something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I just think that really Seattle just, you know, beat them coming and going, yo. And what's killing me right now is the excuses. And that's what I call them, Barry. And that's what I call them, Angie. Dez, if you out there, man, hit me. I'm going to give you the floor, baby. World champion. I got you. That's
you
what,
know they, you know they coming.
You know what I mean? But and that's what got me is like the things that they're saying. They're saying about it was too noisy. Wes Welker's talking about they wasn't prepared. What do you mean? Tell me he wasn't prepared. Then was beat Kia. I'm waiting for you. I know you're on the line.
Where did they think they were going though? If they wasn't prepared, what they thought they were going to
you
play?
You give Peyton Manning 2 weeks to prepare. You give Peyton Manning 2 weeks to prepare. This is what you get.
Defense wins championships, man.
I said that. I've been saying that the last couple of weeks. We got the bell popping off. We got my man Shay in the building. Shay, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What up, man?
Yeah. I know you got something to say about the Super Bowl, man. I know.
Man, that boy got wiped down like he usually do. Don't ever show up for the big thing. Hey, you know what's crazy, though, Mayor? People be so much in Peyton Manning fan. You know, I live in Indianapolis, so, you know. Man, do you know they had the nerve in downtown in our city, the power and light company, to put a big monument up with 18 and lights going all the way around it. In orange numbers. I said, man, what?
Oh, that harbor's on blasphemy, man.
Yeah.
That's running on the fringe of blasphemy right there, yo.
You feel me, man? I'm in my barbershop. All these Colts fans, quote-unquote Colts fans, they trying to get on my head. They Peyton Manning. I'm like, how are y'all Peyton Manning fans, man? He don't play for y'all no more, man.
You should have asked him this.
If they had Peyton Manning in a Saints jersey, you think they would in a Saints helmet, in a Saints uniform, they would have put a monument out there for him?
Man, I couldn't believe it.
You know what I'm saying? People do the strangest things, B.
Yeah, a big boy, too. I'm like, man, they everybody around here, Peyton, man, we still. I'm like, y'all ain't rooting for nobody else that left the coach and went to another team. Why y'all rooting for Peyton so heavy? When Edrin went to the Arizona Cardinals, boys went running around here rooting for Edrin.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Y'all are crazy, man. I'm like, he's not going to show up, and Seattle's D is going to do. If y'all don't think defense wins championships, I don't know what Super Bowls y'all been watching.
Yeah. Barry brought up something that, you know, he said that it was, you know, one of the greatest, you know, defensive performances you ever seen. And I agree to a certain extent. But I say that to say this, man. A lot of, you know, people have been talking the last couple of days about defenses and stuff like that, 86 Bears, the Raiders. Where's my the steel curtain with the Pittsburgh Steelers? You know what I mean? Those defenses. Where's my 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at?
Right.
Can my 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers get some love?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I say that to say, okay, shout out to Derrick Brooks, you know what I'm saying, from Tampa Bay Buccaneers, got in the Hall of Fame and all that. Shout out to Derrick Brooks. And yo,
I mean, those defenses, Shay, Barry, Angie, those defenses are tough. You can't take nothing away from them.
No.
And all I've been hearing is the steel curtainness and the Ravens that and the 85 Bears, the Super Bowl Shuffle Bears, all of that. Where is my Buccaneers?
Yo, Derek Bruce said that today on First Take. He got on Skip. He's like, you know what happened? You know, Skip. You know, Skip's excuse was, this is not my excuse. He's like, because John Gruden was the Raiders coach the year before, so they knew everything that was going to come. That was a lame excuse.
Yo,
I mean, but they was a great defense too.
I just wanted to point that out because, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, my team gets love, but that 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. No, and even this Barry and Shay, because I know y'all go back to it. 1999, when we played the Rams in the championship game, they had the greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, the Reverend Ike. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We was in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And we was winning 6-5.
Yeah.
We was winning. That's the Burt Emanuel game when they changed the rule about the Burt Emanuel. When they said he trapped the ball. That's the Burt Emanuel game, 1999 NFC Championship, right?
Yeah.
Kurt Warner hits Ricky Prohl with a bomb at the end of the game, and that's what beat us, 11-6.
Right.
Yeah.
But my point was, my 99 defense, Simeon Rice, Derek Brooks, Rondé, come on, yo.
Yeah.
But we don't get no love, but it's okay. It's okay. That's my Buccaneers, and I love them. And that's my team, Hard Body Karate, and all that. But I just wanted to mention them because they don't really get no love, and it's okay. And another defense that I like, and I remember from back in the days, is the Doomsday defense. You can't front on them.
No.
You couldn't front on the Doomsday defense. Harvey Martin, Too Tall Jones, Randy White. And you had Charlie Waters and Cliff Harris in the second. Come on, yo.
Hey, you know what? And
D.D. Lewis.
The Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, them too.
Like,
Carl Eller, Jim Marshall. Yeah, son, come on, baby, let's go.
If we want to go back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's a lot of the Orange Crush.
Yeah.
Al Zato and Randy Bradshaw, Tom Jackson and them. So, I mean, you know.
Like 20 good defenses. You can name
a lot of them, yo. You can name a lot of them. And
different eras.
A lot of people get caught up in just, you know, the vibe of the day. You know what I mean? The flavor of the day. And I don't think that's cool.
No.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is. But that's why, you know, give us something to talk about and something to debate. And then and all I'm saying is you come with your points, and I'm going to come with my points, and then we could chop it up. But, yeah,
that's what makes the show, brother.
Huh?
That's what makes the show.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. After further review, man, we're talking about the Super Bowl. Angie, anything stood out to you? You know, watching the game or just, you know, on Super Bowl Sunday for you?
No, I was really impressed by them young Compton boys, how they put it on them. Listen, I didn't matter who won, you know, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, hard body. But I thought it would have been a better contention than it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was a real travesty right there. And
she said it was a
everybody knows football knows Denver have a better game than what was
played.
Yeah,
you're right. You're exactly right on
that. They
have
a better game. You can't take that from them. Even though Eli Senior didn't show up that day. You know what I'm saying? They definitely.
That's his history. If you go, if you go back with Peyton Manning from when he was at Tennessee, he would, you know, SEC, they would kill the regular season. They would crush everybody. When it got down to the games where they'd be ranked number two, they would lose games. They'd lose bowl games. And Peyton Manning just couldn't win the big one. That was the knock on him.
Couldn't do
it. You know what I mean? He got his ring with the coach, which is fine, well, and good. But I knew. I said 2 years ago, Peyton Manning's not getting nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
They want to gift him a ring just so they can say he would, you know, see him ride out on his horse and into the sunset. Nah, son, no.
Look, when I got to work, they were, you know, I said, I don't want to hear nothing else about no Tony Romo.
Yeah, right.
I don't
want to
hear nothing else about Tony Romo.
Andy, right. What did you think about Bruno Mars at halftime?
I was expecting a little more excitement. It was nice. It was nice. He did a good job. I just expected the Red Hot Chili Peppers was the most excitement to me in that.
Okay, all right.
Being very eclectic, I listened to all kind of music, so that was the exciting part. He was like laid back. And I expected a little more excitement, you know what I'm saying?
No
doubt. A halftime show.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, you know, that was my first time ever. I ain't gonna front, you know what I mean? I'm not up on Bruno Mars like that, you know what I mean? Never was, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was just my personal opinion. I liked the halftime show. I think it was one of the best ones. You know what I mean? He started out coming out on the drums, doing his thing. You know what I mean?
I did
then
like
he got
that.
To,
I liked his opening.
You know, had his little James Brown popping, you know what I mean? He was doing his thing. Everything was in sync. They had the shadow thing. I liked that. That was nice.
Uh-huh.
They freaked that. They freaked the shadow thing. Then,
yeah, that was
Red Hot Chili Peppers? What? Are you come on, yo.
I was in this slam dancing too. Give it away. Even though the kids
Stop playing. You can't front on that. But yeah, I enjoyed it. New York, New Jersey, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, Garden State. Thanks for hosting the game and all that. Super Bowl Boulevard was nice. You know, but here's a word of advice to Roger Goodell, you know what I mean, before you start letting them smoke that medicinal marijuana. Do not have any more Super Bowl games in a East Coast city, please. Now you hear, now Washington, D.C. wants the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Chicago
everybody
wants the Super
Bowl.
Everybody
want to get on the bandwagon now.
Chicago, all of them want it now.
I mean, you know, you ride it till the wheels fall off, man. You ride it until you have a situation where you're going to have to cancel the game.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to reschedule the game because that they just missed having that in this situation.
Yeah.
It snowed yesterday. The game was Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
listen, all the people that traveled there were stuck in the airports trying to get home, too.
Yeah. And they was like passing out in the Secaucus train station. I'm like, ew, it must have been ram-packed up in that piece, show.
Yeah.
Oh. It must have been rampant. Yo, we in the building, man. We live and direct, man, on GQ Palace Radio, man. You got the mayor in the house, man. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. I got Barry in the building with me. I got my man Shay, long distance dialing from Indianapolis and all that. I got Angie in the house touching down. You know what it is, man. We talking a little Super Bowl, man, before we change gears and all that.
Did you hear what Chris Carter said?
Go ahead.
Did you hear what Chris Carter said after the game?
Mm-mm.
Trent Dilfer was on his stands on ESPN. He was trying to make excuse for Peyton. Chris Carter cut him off and was like, "We ain't gonna keep doing that."
Right.
He was like,
right.
"Man, did nobody make no excuses for?" He said, "Did nobody make no excuses for Elway? I mean, for Marino when he didn't have no running backs or no defense."
Right.
Said,
and
nobody
made no excuses for Jim Kelly.
Yeah, he was like, didn't nobody, he started naming off all kind of old players. He was like, I ain't win no Super Bowls. He was like, ain't nobody making no excuses for me. He said,
right.
Man, we can't keep making excuses for that man.
That's
he
right.
He was like, he didn't show up. He said, that's
right.
That's just the gist of it. He was like,
yeah.
He was supposed to show up, and he didn't show up. He was like, we cannot keep making excuses for him. He was like, all season, he said, we didn't talk. He said, when he threw them 55 touchdowns, he said, we wasn't giving out a praise to Demaryius Thomas for catching them 2-yard passes and taking them 80 yards. We give all the credit to Peyton.
Crazy.
He said he's throwing out them 5-6-yard routes and the receiver taking it to the house. He said the 55 touchdown record was all him. We weren't giving no credit to the receivers. He said we got to put some blame on him.
Yeah, you exactly. You got to applaud that. You exactly right. You exactly hit the nail on the head. I wouldn't have put it so politely, but I just say the same thing. And I'm like, yo, miss me with that. Because you want to gift this dude a Super Bowl that he's not going to get. I said that last year. Okay? They had a chance to win it at home. Da-da-da-da. They was going in the playoffs, got beat. And not on the long touchdown play that beat the secondary for them. He threw an interception and the game was thrown up.
Right.
They had a chance to win it, you know what I mean, still. So that was on him. So now this
right.
year, they get to the Super Bowl. They rock out. He got 7 touchdowns in one game. He's throwing 55 touchdowns. He got 55 million passing yards. And he's this and that. The only thing that's missing, my G, is the Super Bowl. That's it. The only thing that's missing. Oh, man, they had it all set up for him. It's all set up.
Did. Shorty did, and he wiped all of those yardage and everything out with that raggedy game.
Can you imagine, my dude? You win the Super Bowl in the biggest media market in the world, New York. Bong bong. Shout out to New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey.
Listen,
you know,
man, I'm about to sign out. I have some work to do.
All right, Angie.
Yeah, I'll catch you tomorrow, 7 p.m., same
know
line, 646-238-38. I'm going to holler.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, man, so can you imagine they had it all set up for him? And he didn't show up. So now you gotta eat that, because you would have got all the praise, all the credit, all the platitudes if you'd have won.
Right. Oh, there.
So
is,
you gotta take all that when you lose. Simple math.
That's what I was telling. I was telling somebody that I was like, man, if y'all gonna keep on making excuses for, I was like, and I was telling people before the game, I was like, man, if y'all been watching football, I was like. I said he didn't destroy San Diego's defense, really.
No, it was only 17-0.
Right. I said he didn't. I said he threw for 400 against New England. I said, but he started clowning when Tyreek got hurt.
Yeah.
I said when he got hurt. I said they still only put 26 up on us.
Right.
I said, man, they ain't been scoring no 40 and 50 in the playoffs. This Seattle's defense is way better than the two defenses he played before.
Yep.
I said they gonna wear them out, and the dude gonna tell me, he gonna say, man, Seattle ain't got no linebackers. I said, have you watched the Bob stuff?
Oh,
yeah,
you should have smacked him, son.
Yeah, I said they shut down Jimmy Graham. I said they shut down Vernon Davis 2 weeks before. I said, what football have you been watching, man?
Yeah,
ain't got no linebackers, man. I said, man, y'all don't even watch football, man.
Mm-hmm.
But Peyton's on a mission. Peyton's on a mission. That's how they come. Peyton's on a mission, and he's too smart for the okay. Too smart. Them boys watch film. People kill me with that film stuff. Them boys watch film too, man.
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't watching no
exactly.
film. To anybody, I seen Richard Sherman interview before the Super Bowl. He said he'd be in his bed watching film. Man, these boys watch film just as much as he do, man.
Yep. That's what it is. And I made a comment. I said, you know, people were saying, well, you know, you give Peyton Manning 2 weeks to prepare, he's going to kill you. Yeah, all right. They said the same thing about Nick Saban, and look what happened. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, that all of that, man, is fine, well, and good until it's time to show up. That's all. You know what I mean? And Peyton Manning, all you can say, really say, and I agree with people that you know, the general consensus, that he's really been knocked down a whole bunch of notches, yo. Not just a couple of notches.
A lot.
A bunch of notches.
That's what I say, too.
Losing record in the Super Bowl. Losing postseason record. Okay? You can have all that regular. What does the regular season mean? That just gets you home. That just gets you home feeling the playoffs. And you see, you don't do too well with that either.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I you know that was you know the gist of it right there, man. With the Super Bowl, man, I was kind of disappointed, but I was glad that my point got proved, man, and that Seattle wasn't you know gonna take those shorts. But now that you know all the excuses, man, they wasn't prepared, and it was too much noise, and Peyton wasn't ready, and what the hell? I'm like, what are you talking about, yo?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The bell is in the building, so you know what's up. We got Kia in the house. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's up?
Hey. How's everybody?
What's up?
How you do?
What's up?
I'm trying to understand what is. I didn't hear not one of those excuses you're saying. I didn't hear those excuses.
Well, I don't know where you've been, because I've been hearing them all. I've been hearing them for the past 2 days.
I didn't hear saying it was too loud in there. He wasn't prepared. I didn't hear those excuses.
Well, you ain't been listening. You ain't been on the right spots. You ain't talking to the right people.
Wes Welker
said out of his own mouth.
Peyton said it too.
They wasn't prepared for the noise.
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
So many different versions after the Super Bowl.
It can't be a different version if you hear that in your own mouth.
I cannot wait to the next version of what baseball or whatever, because I'd be just like, oh, everybody be having their own type of version of everything. I'm so glad spring training is coming. I'm so glad everything else is about to start.
Yeah,
so
but what was your impression on the Super Bowl?
I didn't like it. I could care less. Well, you know, I don't care nothing about the Super Bowl. I'm very biased, y'all. I could care less about the Super Bowl. If Stills are not in the Super Bowl, I don't care what's going on. They might have been at the game. I'm biased that way. I don't care about the Super Bowl.
No, that was Omar Epps. I'm sorry.
But I did have a good time. I do have a good time at Super Bowl parties with diehard football fans.
You was giving that say diehard Steelers fans.
Watching
somebody else in the Super Bowl.
Football fan. I don't have to always go with Steelers fans. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have to be at every Steelers Super Bowl party with Steelers fans. No, I go with Raiders fans. I know a lot of Raiders fans. Diehard Raiders fans, and I'm like, because I know they know a lot about sports. I like to sit around those type of guys.
Amen.
I'm not,
yes, sir.
I'm not
yes,
big
sir.
On that sports.
You know what? But you see how Richard Sherman gave Peyton a compliment. Everybody else been knocking him, but you see how Richard Sherman gave him a compliment. He said he was on crutches and he was going to a podium, and Peyton came up and shook his hand, and he said that you can't judge him on one game. Nobody's talking about that. They was quick to jump on him about
they
everything else.
They Richard Sherman on one game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's the one that supported. He's on the opposing team. He's the one that supported Peyton, saying, oh, it's just one game, and he came up to him and shook my hand and asked how your ankle is. Nobody's talking about that because they want to just dog him because he's from Compton. Nobody's
yeah, man. I mean, Richard Sherman, you know, he's another one that proved his point. He got his ring now,
right.
So he's good.
Now
his next thing is to get paid.
He shut up the haters, man.
He's got to get paid now, so he's got to play out. He's got to play next season, and then, you know, you got to go talk to Paul Allen about getting some dough because, you know, that's the problem that Seattle's going to have. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's going to be too much of a problem. Paul Allen got money. Paul Allen got money.
Got one more year before they got to really
sign. Yeah, a lot of them do. So that's going to be – and I don't really think that's going to be a big – but you know what I think the problem is going to be, Barry? Yo, they got to play the – they got to play the AFC West next year.
Okay.
And even their own division is getting tough, yo.
Right.
And from my right now Super Bowl pick right now, and Kia, I know you're going to kill me. My right now Super Bowl pick right now, I don't have one from the AFC, but I have one for the NFC. My right now Super Bowl pick, Barry, Arizona Cardinals.
They got a good defense, man.
Arizona Cardinals, yo. And you know where the Super Bowl is going to be at?
Arizona.
It's just my Super Bowl pick right now. I'm just snatching it out the air, man, just to hear Kia's mouth.
We got a whole year to think about that.
Yeah, but, yo, personally, if anybody else got nothing to say about the Super Bowl, I'm done with the Super Bowl. If anybody else got something to say about it,
I got one
more.
We can move on. Thank you for the hospitality at the Super Bowl Boulevard and all of that. The lines was just incredibly long about for the Super Bowl trophy and the toboggan ride. It looked like people was out there having a good time. Seattle Seahawks fans was in full effect. Shout out to my man who got bagged on 47-6. But anyway, you know, seemed like everybody was having a good time walking around. A lot of tourists in the building. A lot of people under the influence. You know what I mean? So it was a good time and everything like that. But again, I'm done with football. If anybody else has got nothing to say about Super Bowl,
Can I say one thing, man? Before you change,
Was
Joe Namath under influence when he flipped the coin before?
Yo,
too early.
I know he was under that fur coat. Yo, Joe be either
he was wearing that coat
or
though,
super drunk. I know, because Phil Simms was looking at him like, yo. You know what I mean? But Joe be doing it. Joe, that's the only place he could do that at.
Yeah, he could pull that off.
He probably could pull that off right at MetLife and in City Field.
Yeah, that's it.
That's probably the only two places in the whole world that Joe Namath, and probably at Alabama, their field. That's the only place
he probably had pantyhose under them pants, too, because remember,
he
used to wear the pantyhose in the phone booth.
But that was the first, though. I seen him when he flipped the coin. The referee was like, oh, no. I never saw that before. But, yeah,
all
man, right. It was crazy. But now we're going to get into a little something else here, man. The weekend was rocking. Super Bowl was Sunday. Backtrack a little bit. I watched the basketball. I watched a few basketball games Saturday. But I watched my Syracuse Orangemen and the Duke Blue Devils at the Carrier Dome Saturday. One of the best games I've seen in the last few years. And if that's any indication of what the tournament's going to be like, the tournament is going to be crazy. The game was back and forth all, you know, from front to beginning, from front to back, back and forth. Duke was killing them on the threes. Every three they threw up, Rodney Hood, to do Suleiman, Dawkins,
You know, and my thing was this, Kia, I was glad when Jabari Parker got in foul trouble because in the beginning of the
game.
I
can't believe when he picked up his four. When he picked up his four, I was like, damn.
In the beginning of the game, Jabari Parker was playing kind of shook in the beginning of the game. But he got a dunk with a putback.
He got
a dunk with a putback, and he got a couple of rebounds. So I say he's feeling himself. He's getting into the game. But my man, CJ Fair, my man Cooney from Syracuse, doing a thing. We got the bells in the building, so you know what it is. That means we got our next caller on the line, and we're gonna hear some giggles right now. We got T in the building. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
My co-winner.
We picked the Seattle Seahawks.
And you know this.
Now it's back to reality. Now you can go back to your Eagles now. And I can go back to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
Now it's back to reality.
Right.
But
there you go. I was going to say we back to reality.
Back to reality now. No, you back to reality. I'm about to get in the playoffs and make some noise. We got to go to Heinz Field and make it happen. But
oh, that's right.
Yes, I forgot
about that.
Moving right along. It was a great game. Almost classic. I would put it in the classic status.
Man,
Barry. Before you get in first gear, we talk about the basketball game. Now we moved off from the Super Bowl. Unless you got something to say about the Super Bowl.
Boo.
You got something to say about the Super Bowl, real quick?
Yeah. But I don't know about basketball.
That's all right. Moonlight is burning. You can go ahead and say what you gotta say.
Okay, my thing is when they first did that when they hiked the ball and that safety,
right?
I knew it was a wrap thing.
Right.
So you know, I was just happy.
You knew it was a wrap. It was
two
to nothing. You knew it was a wrap.
Honestly, and when they did the interception.
Uh-huh.
And they scored the touchdown.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you know what? This game is over now.
Right.
So I was just happy that they did win, you know, because that's who we went for.
You're right. And you know, would have been the bone crusher Smith is when Russell Wilson reached out for that first down and they did the challenge flag. Okay,
right.
If he would have got that first down, it looked like he got it. Remember when he reached out, Barry? When he reached out for that first down early in the game? You know what I'm saying? It looked like
he
could have got
that
first down.
Too.
If he would have got that first down, the game would have been a wrap. It would have been a done deal. The Broncos just didn't show up. But, yeah, T, like you said, you know, from the door, the first snap of the game, they complaining about it when they couldn't hear. They just was off or whatever. So, I don't know what to say about that.
You should already be used to the noise and everything like that.
Right. It's not like they hadn't played there early
ever.
In the season.
Of course they're going to be
you know
the closer and louder.
It's not like they wasn't there earlier in the year. It's not like they're playing at Mile High Stadium. You know what I mean? With all this noise. Come on, yo.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
You know, but it could have been better than that. The excuses that they came up with could have been way better than that.
Wasn't going to be no blackouts.
So that's what they was hoping for. It didn't happen like that. No doubt. But we moved on from that. But thanks for calling and checking in. You can hang out. You know what I mean. But we get ready to get this some basketball talk or whatever.
I think he was 11 and 5.
I was scared of him because he was waking up.
Yeah, he was.
When he fouled out, I was like, okay.
Now we can
breathe a little bit. And CJ Fair, he came up big. Christmas came up big. Cooney only hit two three-pointers.
You know what? That rematch, February 22nd, that's a rematch.
Cameron's going to be rocking. They're going to want revenge and all of this craziness.
Yeah, I don't want us to be
undefeated going into the tournament. I've been telling people that all week. I don't want us to be undefeated because I don't want us to lose in the first round or the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I want us to get that loss out the system. But I can't lose to Duke. I'm used to this ACC. I'm living good in the ACC right now.
Please,
I'm doing my numbers
please.
In the ACC.
That
2-3 zone, they ain't messing
game.
With it. They not messing
please.
With that. Hey, Barry, will you tell the sister? They not messing with that 2-3 zone.
No, they
Nobody's
not.
Nobody's messing with it. They've been running the same 2-3 zone for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, that almost got interrupted on this past week.
He had 15. Yeah, Jabari had 15 and 9.
I just knew Duke was gonna win that game. I just knew Duke was gonna win that game. I was just like,
Nah. They kept themselves in it though.
They
kept making threes.
Yeah.
And every time they shot the ball, I was like, oh man. But you know what though? That call at the end of the game, Barry. That call on the dunk attempt at the end of the game. I'll take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, you know what else I'm gonna take, Barry? And I got Barry on the line with me. I got Shay. I got Kia. I got T on the line with me. You know what else I'm gonna take, Barry? I'm gonna take that number one ranking in the nation from Arizona because Arizona lost the other night. Thank you very much. We'll take that. Syracuse
Orange,
baby. Number one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And they lost what's the name for the season, too. So, that's
too bad.
They lost on that jumper. That jumper was like
Yeah. But we're in the building. Like you said, January 22nd is going down. Cameron Indoor Arena is going down. And then they're going to play again in the ACC tournament.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's going to really be Chris. My Syracuse
Orange
is 22-0.
February 22nd going to be the game because that's going to be the game. That game is going to be the B game. The game. This was the game. This is going to be the game.
Wait a minute. 1 second, Barry. One second. Can I get a round of applause for Kia? She just said the game like 7 times in a row. Can we get a round of applause for that?
Can we
get a round of applause?
Kim,
thank you very much.
My
goodness.
Like,
it's going to be the game.
Whatever.
Is that going to be the game? Is the game going to be at the game?
And you know, did you see Michigan State lose that game against Georgetown?
Huh? I don't care about Michigan State. I care about Syracuse.
And you know what? Isn't this a sports? You know what? Whatever.
I care about my Syracuse Orangemen. I care about us going in the ACC tournament strong.
Okay.
I care about us having at least one loss. I'm worried, kid. I need one loss. I know that sounds kind of suspect, but I need one loss.
I don't think Duke's going to be that hot again, Mayor.
Nah.
I don't think they're going to be that hot on February.
And why are they not going to be that hot? Why are they not going to be that hot up in Duke? Are you kidding me?
Shay. Let Kia tell you why they're going to be hot when they play a camera. Let her tell you why. Go ahead.
I'm asking him why did he think
they're
going
to be hot. No, you making your point like you got a point to make. Go ahead and make your point.
No, I don't have a point to make. I just said when that game comes on the 22nd, because that game is just this past week, Duke should have won that game.
Yeah. Technically, Denver should have scored 3 touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
This ain't Denver. Don't mix the two.
It's the same difference. What are you talking about? Technically.
No,
technically, they played the game. Technically, Jabari Parker fouled out.
Right,
technically, they lost.
Okay, don't mix the two.
I'm trying to allow you to make your point.
No, I'm saying this is Duke and Syracuse game I'm talking about.
I'm with you.
Denver game.
Suleiman's not going to be that hot next game. Thornton ain't going to hit 3 big threes in a row like he did. They're not going to be that. They only real pure shooter is Dawkins and maybe Jabari Parker. Suleiman and Thornton played the game of their lives.
I never saw Thornton. He was 3-4 from 3, Shay. He was 3-4 from 3-point land. I didn't never think he was going to hit no shots like that. Not him.
Right. They're not going to be that hot next game, man.
But you know what they say? The only thing that kind of shook about that game is it's going to be down there. It's going to be they're going to have that crowd. It's going to be lit up. It's going to be crazy. And I don't want to go into that game undefeated. If I go into that game undefeated and I take a loss in that game, I'm going to be hurt.
Right.
Because we got to see them again in the ACC tournament. You know what I'm saying? And again, man, you know, again, like Kia said, it was a good game. But Duke shot crazy from 3. Everything they threw up was dropping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They ain't going to be that hot like that next game. And it was on fire.
He had a lot of
school
to be up, coming off that bench. Sulemar played that game, and I don't understand why you're thinking he won't be able to play. He had a lot to prove, and he proved in that game.
Sulemar was just on the bench. He was just on the bench a few games ago.
That's what I'm saying. So he
wasn't even in the rotation.
Right. So to come out the rotation, to come on and have that game of a game, what do you mean? He's going to go back to his old? No, I think he'll step up again that 22nd game.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes to keep that momentum, too, because you know you're on that momentum. So we'll see in the 22nd.
Yeah, you're right. We're definitely going to see it. But, you know, he only played three people. He only played eight people in the game, three people off the bench, Plumlee, Dawkins,
right,
and Sulemar.
And that bench ain't deep enough.
And they don't have that bench. Yeah, right, exactly. Say that. The bench is not, they don't, you know, Matt Jones. They ain't going to Matt Jones. They ain't go, Josh Hairston. I think he went, and he played like 30 seconds and turned the ball over. So what do they do if Rashid Sulemar is not on his game like he was Saturday? I'm just saying. You know? And for Syracuse, look at the free throws that we made. Jeremy Grant was 10 for 10 from the free throw line.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, like, and that goes to your, it might not happen again like that. But then Tyler Ennis was 8 for 8 from the free throw line.
So, and what happens if Clooney's on fire?
Right. Clooney only shot two threes and made both of them.
And he's the best shooter on the court.
And CJ Fair shot two and made one. So we only took four from 3-point land. We took four shots from the line, from the arc. We took four shots and made three of them. And Duke took 36 and made 15 of them from 3-point land. So, I mean, you know, and the game was close. The game was good, but I just couldn't believe how the game – that's what you want in college basketball. That's why college basketball is better than the NBA. Better,
yeah,
always.
It was a good game.
It was a great game, man. I put that on classic status, yo. I put that on classic status. When Jabari Parker fouled out, I was like, okay, now I could breathe. Because he was getting ready to get it. He was 6-16 from the line. You know what I mean? But his presence was felt. He had like 9 rebounds. You know what I mean? 2 steals. He had 3 turnovers, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he did his numbers, man. Once again, we want to shout out to the Arizona Wildcats for letting us have that number one spot. So my Syracuse Orange been holding it down. Real quick, what's your opinion on Wichita State? They for real or they Ferroni? Anybody going to speak at one time?
I think they decent.
Yeah, they got a team full of upperclassmen.
Man,
they're
okay.
They got a team full of upperclassmen, and
yeah.
they're undefeated. The conference that they're playing in not the hardest. You know what I mean? But you know they're still undefeated in their conference. But you know, do you put stock in the Wichita State?
Well, what they make? I think they're gonna go further than they did this past March Madness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think they'll go further this time. I think they were that close. They could have made it.
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people talk about Florida now all of a sudden.
Yeah, and what's name is back, but do he make an impact that he's back now, Chris Walker? I don't know.
That's a team that be coming out of nowhere tournament time.
Yeah,
people talk about, well, I hear people in other groups, right, they be like, well, you know, I'm not talking about college basketball or nothing like that. I'm not getting into college. I said, you going for that $1 billion, ain't you? As I know I am. You better get your homework and get your game together. Because it's going to be serious. Come March Madness, it's going to be serious. I'm going for the $1 billion, yo. It's going to be serious as you know what. So, but yeah, pay attention to what's going on, huh?
How serious does San Diego State look?
They had a nice comeback win the other day. I thought they was gonna lose,
they sure
and,
did.
You know. And they looking like beasts out there. But you know what though, Kia, to San Diego State, I look at them kind of like a, maybe from the past couple of years back, like maybe like Gonzaga. You know what I mean? One of the teams that you never really hear of, come out of nowhere.
Top 25.
You know what I mean? So I mean,
yeah.
San Diego State, they've done numbers the last couple of years at tournament time, and they looking like they mean business. But again, this is the time of the year to get into that, get your college basketball on, and all of that. Your Kentucky Wildcats, they playing Ole Miss tonight. They're number 18.
Yeah.
So how they looking to you? That's your team, right, Kentucky?
Because
I know you don't want to talk about Georgetown.
Harrison, I'm so disappointed in that whole squad this year. So I'm disappointed in Georgetown. I'm disappointed in Kentucky. So, you know.
I mean, you know, again, you know, Julius Randle, he's, you know, he's doing his thing. You know what I mean?
But
the Harrison twins.
He's doing his thing.
You know, they got to crawl before they walk.
He's doing his thing.
Huh?
He's doing his thing, yeah. It's only he's doing his thing. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it can't be no worse than Andrew Wiggins, them down there in Kansas.
Mm.
But, you know, he's starting to heat up now. So,
yeah.
You know, I, you know, you really can't call it. You know, everybody goes through their ups and downs.
What is their ranking? What's Kansas ranking right now?
Kansas is 18th.
Right. You
no, Kansas is
8th.
I'm sorry. They're 8th.
Okay, because you didn't think them to be that low because they were just talking about to be that low.
Yeah, they fell
eight.
Off early in the season.
They
though.
Fell off. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they lost a couple of games
Ohio
early
State,
in the season. Ooh, they talking about fall off. Ohio State. It was 14-0. Now they 17-5.
Ohio State got knocked out the top 25. They're knocked out. Gonzaga moved up into the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia moved up into the top 25. Wisconsin's got knocked out the top 25. Unbelievable.
That's another team that. And they were telling me about how Wisconsin and the Big Ten supposed to be all that. It looked like Michigan is making all the noise in the Big Ten. You know what I mean?
Just
Ohio State and Wisconsin was doing
Indiana.
Their numbers. And, huh?
Michigan just got popped by Indiana the other day.
Again,
you know, it's a lot of, I don't want to use the P word, the parody word, but it's a lot of that going on, man. What do you think is the top conference in the country?
Mm.
They got like the best conference. Got all the best teams in. Is it the Big Ten? Is it ACC conference? Is it the Big 12? Don't everybody speak at once.
I'll say the Big Ten. Even though boys that fell out the rankings that was ranked high, they still if they play conference against conference, I think the Big Ten got the best conference.
Okay.
I'm not sold on the Big Ten.
I'm surprised Ziggy ain't called yet to talk about the Big Ten. I mean, they love their squads, man. You know what I mean? I'm not sleeping on the Big Ten. But what is going on with Wisconsin and Ohio State?
I don't know. That's the interesting thing. There's no way they get knocked out the top 25. They got knocked out the top 25, and they left. Connecticut moved up. I think Connecticut moved up to the top 25. Well, they got knocked out the top 25 this past week.
That's a team to watch. That's a team to watch.
The
Connecticut.
It's so tough in the Big Ten. It's a lot of, like you said, parity. It's a lot of boys. Anybody can beat anybody in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't top heavy. It ain't top heavy like the ACC is.
Right.
Anybody can beat anybody.
ACC is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut's number 22. They got a kid named Shabazz Napier at the guard position.
They got that kid.
And he does his numbers. Yo, what's the echo?
My thing is.
Yo, check that out. All right. Yeah, what you were saying here?
I said Wisconsin, they lost three straight home games. There's no way they lose three straight home games. They lost that tough game, and it's unbelievable how you thought they would be. You consider them in the top 10. Just to get knocked out the top 25, and you got March 16th, the Selection Sunday, you need to figure out how to get back in there. It's going to be.
I mean, they got the tournament. You know what I mean? They got the tournament.
Yeah, but you don't
want to
be around it.
You know what I mean? And again, you're right. I mean, how do you go from being 14-0 to 17-5? Both of the Ohio State and Wisconsin. So, that's their problem. They got to deal with that. But I'm like I said earlier, it don't stop. I'm, you know, rocking a hard body karate with my Syracuse Orange Men, number one team in the country. Can I get round of applause for that? Syracuse Orange Men, thank you very much. Number one team in the country, Syracuse Orangemen. That's what it is. Somebody's slow on the applause button tonight, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to give myself a round of applause. There you go. That's what it is. But it's all good. We rocking out, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics dial, man. Real quick, I'm going to switch the gears right quick, man. We talked about some college basketball. We talked a little Super Bowl and all that. I want to get into a conversation real quick, man. The Winter Olympics are coming up in Sochi and Russia and all of that. And the leader of that country is already talking about, you know, it's going to be a problem if they have, you know, people, you know, different sexual orientations or whatever out there. They're going to try, you know, give them a hard time or whatever. And there's a lot of other stuff going on as far as, you know, military and war action and things of that nature. What is your opinion on sending athletes to that type of atmosphere for Olympic Games? And another question, if it was the Summer Olympics, would the basketball team even think about going?
That's a good question, man.
It depends on... I think they would be scared as hell. Military, you know, escort there.
Yeah.
United States protect their own, you know, guys. Basically.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one right there. Because the reason why I brought that up is because the hockey team, they're discussing it. They're in discussions, like they try to take a vote and decide if they want to go. You know what I mean? Take their families and stuff like that. They're gonna be gone for 3 weeks, and the situation over there is real tense. And do you want to be in the middle of that?
Man, can I speak,
you know,
man?
Like Barry, remember what happened in 1972, right?
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, man.
This is the most dangerous situation since then. Since 1972, it's serious now.
They was killing people on live TV. Real talk.
While
World of Sports was on, it was just shoot, bang, 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 bang. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. And the other reason
terrorist women now, suicide bombers.
Right. The Black Widows and all that.
I wouldn't go over there.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't. No, man.
I wouldn't go.
No. And it's another reason I was asking, because even with the London games this past summer. Okay, they had a little drama going on over there. That's why I mentioned it. You know what I mean? I brought it up. I was like, wow. But, you know, they had the same things going on over there as far as, you know, bombings and stuff like that. Go ahead.
But the difference with that right there, I know the gymnasts and, you know, other people, they were escorted by certain security. United States had certain security around the gymnasts.
Right.
And everywhere the gymnasts went, they had certain security, all forces, military forces guarding them. I'm quite sure the other swim team, they all had their own personal military, whatever. I know the gymnasts had, because everywhere you went, the gymnasts went, there was security with the gymnasts.
Right.
They didn't go nowhere
right.
without the gymnasts and their families. So I'm quite sure the United States would take measure in sending their military force to protect their athletes.
My personal opinion is I really don't hope, but I think it's a real danger because, I don't want to see nothing bad, but I think it's serious.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what sport would we be participating in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure, I don't know, ice skating, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, Lolo Jones is doing the ski thing. I forgot what you call that thing when you jump in the car and you ride around. What you call that. The bobsled. She's doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't know too many of us that's over there anyway in the Winter Olympics, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was just thinking, because it took me back, too, in the 1980, when I think it was China. They didn't send their athletes over here when the Olympics was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's real crazy. 858, man, after further review is in your ear, live and direct, GQ Palace Radio. You got the mayor in the building, man. I got to do my special shout-out at 9:30. You know what it is. I mean, that shout-out for my hockey people right now. You know what I mean? It's like I always got to touch base with my hockey people. Segue right into hockey. Boston Bruins 3, Vancouver Canucks 1, third period just getting underway. New York Rangers 4, Colorado Avalanche 1, third period. Third period, Winnipeg Jets 1, Carolina Hurricanes 1. Second period, Calgary and Montreal, no score. Second period, Florida Panthers 1, Toronto Maple Leafs nothing. Second period, Islanders and Capitals, no score. End of the first period, St. Louis Blues 1, Ottawa Senators nothing. End of the first period, Minnesota Wild 1, Tampa Bay Lightning nothing. Dallas Stars and the Phoenix Coyotes at 9 o'clock. You got the mayor in the building, man. You know what I mean? I always touch base with my hockey people. Shout out to Patrick Kane, man. Played for the Chicago Blackhawks. You know what I mean? He lost his grandfather. He had just found out before the game. He was skating, you know what I mean, tightening up his skates and all that. And he found out his grandfather, he was real close to his grandfather. And he went out and had two goals and an assist. And, you know, the grief and the pain was in his face in the whole game. He went and played it, toughed it out. And so just shout out to Patrick Kane from the Chicago Blackhawks, man, for, you know, doing what he had to do. Probably his grand, you know, he would say, well, my grandfather would have wanted me to do it. You know what I mean? So shout out to him, man, for being strong in that situation right there. After further review, man, is in the building, man. You know what I mean? We do sports, man, like we do sports, man, you know. Barry, real quick, you know who's going to be pitching for Florida State against the Yankees on February 25th?
No, is it the guy from the championship team?
You know his name.
Yeah.
You know his name. You know his name. You know his name.
Yeah, he's going to be pitching.
Hey, Kia, he got named to All-America third team. Baseball. He'd be pitching against
whatever.
The Yankees against the 25th. On the 25th.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
James Wilson.
So, hold up. What does that mean? Hello? What does that mean?
I just said please. There's nothing mean nothing.
Okay.
Just please.
I'm just saying because I'm like, I thought you said, well, the Yankees going to rock him or he's not going to pitch well. And I saw him pitch on YouTube. They say he got fast. But hey, you know who else has got a fastball? Barry?
Oh.
Tracy McGrady.
You got a fastball?
Tracy McGrady's going to be playing for some team, some independent league team, yo.
Get out of here.
No, I wish, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And I ain't even there yet.
That used to be my main man in NBA.
Me after the show.
Years ago.
Huh?
He used to be my main man in NBA about seven, eight years ago.
I wonder if Little Penny going to be his pitching coach. he's pitching for that team Roger Clemens pitched for. But, yeah, man, he's trying to
get
do
out
his
here, for real?
Thing, yo. Tracy McGrady coming to a pitcher's mound near you.
So what do you think about Russell Wilson playing for the Rangers in the minor league?
I think that Russell Wilson, man, is enjoying his championship run, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
he lost his dad. I'm so proud of him, man. That's
he's doing his thing, man. Shout out to Russell Wilson, man. He's
big
all over
shout
the place,
out to him, man. He's humble, man, and everything.
Jay-Z and Beyonce and all that.
25.
You know what I mean? Doing his interviews
he's
and all that.
Doing his thing, man. His thing.
Yeah.
God bless him.
And you know what else we don't hear about anymore, Barry, is how the quarterbacks are too short.
Too short in that read option, man. That's remember they couldn't, it had to just a drop back pass or whatever. That read option is coming in effect. Everything they hold back and try to take away, they always come over the hurdle, man. They always come over the hurdle.
Right.
Bottom line.
Yeah, and that just it puts more pressure now on cats, really on the NFC. Look, with the pressure. Look, RG3, Colin Kaepernick, Tony Romo. Eli ain't got to do nothing because Eli got his two. He's chilling.
Right. And you know what? Peyton's never going to pass him now. That was it.
That was his last
hurrah. So Eli's going to have more Super Bowls than his brother. That's amazing.
I hate to say I told you so about Peyton Manning, but I'm going to say it anyway. I told you so because it's they tried, like I said at the beginning of the show, they tried to gift him the Super Bowl. They wanted him so bad to win so he could be the greatest of all time. But come on, yo. No. Y'all didn't last week. Y'all didn't even mention him in y'all top three.
Right.
None of y'all did. Thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? None of y'all mentioned him. You mentioned Brady. You mentioned Roethlisberger. You know what I'm saying? You mentioned Montana. You know what I'm saying? Nobody said nothing about Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Who's supposed to be the greatest quarterback of all time that ever did it and all that monkey garbage? Nah. You know what I mean? And I just said that because it wasn't going to happen. Especially last year. It was supposed to happen last year. And it didn't happen last year? No.
Yeah.
Then he came back to win and right off in the sunset. Now you got to do it all over again. You got to go through your physical in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? Then you got to go through OTAs. Right? Then you got to figure out who your team is going to pick in the draft. Then you got to go to practice. All over again. Just to try to get to Arizona next year.
Right. You know, a lot of people don't say, Terry Bradshaw was good, but he was supposed to be dumb too. You know?
Yeah, but Terry Bradshaw got rings.
He got rings. You know what? And you know who his backup quarterback was, right?
Jersey Joe Gilliam or the other dude?
Joe Gilliam, like one of the first black quarterbacks ever.
Yeah. Come on, man.
And James Harrison from the...
Hold up. Who you think you're talking to, man? We go back.
You know
that.
I'm just
going
to
let
the
rocket chance, baby.
Let the jitterbugs.
You know it. I know it. I got you. It's all good.
I want to let the jitterbugs know, man. You know that.
That's right. Put them on or something. After further review, learns you something.
That's right.
But yeah, Jersey Joe Gilliam, man.
That's
you
right.
You know what I mean? The Steelers with Terry Bradshaw, man. They did their thing. They had a team. You know what I mean? If he wasn't going to Lynn Swan, or if he wasn't handing the ball off to
Franco
Harris, he was giving it to Rocky Blyer in the flat. You know what I mean? Lynn Swan, he had Starworth. What was their tight end name? Benny Cunningham?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
and they
had the defense. And
you know what?
But
I never
line.
Remember, and I'm a Steeler fan back in the day all the time. Tony Dungy. I remember Mel
Blunt.
Yeah,
Tony Dungy. Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember him. I remember, like, the Ham, Lamberg.
You don't remember Andy Russell?
Andy Russell, but I never remember Tony Dungy that
way. Yeah, man. I think Tony Dungy was number 47 for that Steelers team. You can look that up, but I think he was. But, man, that's when it was real deals in the field, man. You know what I mean?
Man.
But, I want to touch on a little something again, man. It's almost time for spring training, and you know it's my favorite time of the year. You know what I'm saying? NCAA tournament about to pop up. I'm going to get that $1 billion, y'all. You know, so you better, like me while it's getting good, because I'm going to get that $1 billion. I'm going to change my name to Julio. Huh?
Shay asking you something.
She said what?
I think Shay's asking you something.
I can't hear you. Go ahead, Shay. Yes, sir.
Will you take Jim Kelly over Peyton?
Regular season or postseason?
Just period. Just period.
Would I take Jim Kelly over Peyton Manning? No.
Okay.
I mean, Jim Kelly did it for a long time, yo. And Jim Kelly's one of my quarterbacks from the U, so how can I front on him?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, he was in the USFL. He was rocking with the Houston Gamblers. Doing, putting up crazy numbers. Throwing up for like 500, 550 a game. You know what I mean? And I don't know. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Ain't he kind of like that Peyton Manning back in that day, though?
Yeah. They went to four straight Super Bowls. They went to four straight Super Bowls and lost them all. How do you do that? That's never going to happen again in life. You go to four straight Super Bowls and you lose them all. I don't know what the deal is with that echo, yo. We got to work on that. We're in the building, man. 646-200-3838. You got the mayor in the building, man. Shout out to the season ticket and all that. I see you. Shout out to Just Sports and all that. Shout out to all the other hosts, man. TQ Pal is doing their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the big homie Rich, man, behind the boards. Shout out to Miss Lavina holding me down, man. You know, I appreciate y'all. Shout out to all the listeners, man. We see you too. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics to dial. No doubt. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? Press 1 to get involved. Like I said earlier, it's a double dutch. I feel like I'm in a Zulu party from like 83 with the echo chamber popping. Popping. Yo, you got the mayor in the house, man. Hey, listen. Quick story right quick, yo. I was walking through Grand Central, man, looking through the window at Michael Jordan's restaurant and all of that, with my McDonald's bag in my hand. And I was just walking, just cutting through Grand Central, and I came upon this book that was just sitting on a table, right? It was just sitting there waiting for me. The name of this book is called Sports Talk, A Journey Inside the World of Sports Talk Radio. That's all I wanted to say. And I just thought that, that was like the weirdest thing ever, because the book was just laying there, and I read a lot. And so I went over there and said, let me see what this is about. And I said, Sports Talk. I was like, oh, snap. And it's an inside the journey of the world of sports talk radio, how certain certain sports talk radio hosts doing around the country and how they got started and things of that nature right there. And I just thought that that was kind of a sign right there. So, Miss Lorena, you know what it is on Sunday. I got you. You know what I mean? I got you. So I think they thought that was a real sign right there.
That was
a sign of what? I don't know.
Right into your lap.
Huh?
That was something to fall right into your lap when you walked past.
I was just cutting through. Hey, Kia, I saw it on the table, and I looked because the cover is like bright orange.
Right.
And I saw it on the table, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, snap, Swisher. And I picked it up. And I was like, whoa. That was the first thing that came in my mind. I was like, whoa. But anyway, I got it, and I'm reading it or whatever, and it's kind of good. But I just wanted to put that out there, yo, that, you know, how things are crazy and whatever. You cross paths or whatever. And that's what it is. But you got the mayor in the house, man.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
We talking baseball?
We gonna switch right into baseball. You hit it right on the nail. What's going on? You want to set it off? What you want to talk about?
You see what the Braves gave?
Yeah, they gave Freddie Freeman all that money. Freddie Freeman, they gave him all that money.
Like, wow,
he's worth it. Hey, they had to lock him up now before he got out of there.
And when they were talking about the Orioles, you think the Orioles gonna tip $100 million?
Is the Orioles gonna do what?
Go over $100 million.
In their salary?
I don't know
what their salary is now, but I know they're paying Adam Jones. I know they're paying Wieters, Manny Machado. They got to pay maybe because they still need some more pitches.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
They still need a couple more pitches.
That's what they were talking. That was the thing.
Mm-hmm,
are they
going
to go over $100 million because that's what they need?
And you know now that you brought that up, they got to keep up with the Yankees and the
yeah,
Red Sox
that,
and all
that was,
of that.
That was the whole thing. Bobby is willing to go over $100 million.
But you know what though, they got to be kind of leery because look what happened last year with Toronto. Remember I jumped on Toronto real hard body and they went out and spent all that money on. They went and got Josh Johnson.
They had Burley. They had
R.A. Mm-hmm. Dickey. You know what I'm saying? And none of them showed up. None of them.
Yeah.
They got Jose Reyes. None of them showed up.
They were asking, will the Orioles
it was a joke.
Go over or spend $100
Yeah, it was a joke.
And
I hopped on them strong. I told Kia that
sure
the Toronto Blue Jays were going to the World Series.
You sure did.
Yep.
But you know what, though?
I also picked the Yankees
to finish third. So,
well, you know, I picked.
And she got mad at me, Gary, because I picked the Yankees to finish third.
You just picking it for me, you know the truth.
How are you a Yankee fan and you picked the Yankees to finish third?
I never picked the Yankees.
That was the truth, though.
Because it was the truth.
But
Kia, the Orioles, they still got some spending to do.
There's some pitchers out there, yo.
Boston Arroyo still out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of hoping the Yankees snatch him up.
Are they going over $100 million foot? What? That's what they want. You know, are the Orioles going to spend that kind of money now to keep up with the Yankees?
The Yankees went hard body. The Yankees went all out.
Yeah, if Pineda shows up with the Yankees, we're gonna be all right. We need
that would be the icing on the cake right there.
If he showed, because pitching just like defense wins championships, and you come to the playoff games, you know, best out of five. It comes to the pitching, you can have all the offense you want. If Pineda shows up, we're gonna be all right.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the icing on the cake right there. If Pineda gave us 15, I'd be satisfied with that.
Right, yeah.
Even if he pitches to the end of the season, I'd be satisfied with that.
And we got
you know what I mean?
We got the backups now. We're going to do all right.
Huh?
Are we going to be all right because we got the backups with Phelps and everything else. I can't wait to go to the game. You know, when you said in May, whatever, we're going to do the meet and greet.
Yeah. We got the meet and greet popping off, man. Yankee Stadium popping off. We're going to get into that. Soon as they get these game tickets popping.
They got the date. I think I saw the date. The date is not even up there yet. But
so check it out. That day we talked about it. But you know, I'm excited. I can't wait to. You know, I'm doing my early homework now here for the baseball preview. So
I haven't done mine, but I saw what the Braves was doing and seeing what I'm looking at what other teams are doing. I'm seeing what all they're doing, especially what the Braves is doing. Who else is big? Who else they were talking about? They were talking about some other team. I'm like, but that's. I don't have to worry about the Braves because they're in a different division. But they were talking about the Orioles was something that they were talking about. Is the Orioles
the Orioles? The Orioles is to me the Orioles are going to be going backwards. You know what I'm saying? Because they had their runs. couple years ago they was doing their thing, and last year they kind of fell off. You know, they won 85 games last year. They weren't winning. Remember, they were winning those 2-1 games, those 3-2 games. I kept saying that last year they didn't do that. They didn't do that last year. So again, like you said, they want to keep up with the Yankees. They want to keep up with the Red Sox. They got to dig it in their wallets. I think they got Peter Barry. That's Peter Angelos, right?
Yeah,
that's Peter Angelos. So he better get digging into his wallet and get some money. They just signed Chris Davis.
Yeah.
They just gave him some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, the Orioles will be the Orioles or whatever. But yeah, as far as you know, a sleeper team that I think to look out for maybe in the American League, you know, I'm not too good on picking up sleeper teams right here. But I did say Cleveland, though, last year. I told Ziggy to watch the Cleveland Indians because Terry Francona is no joke. I told him to watch the Cleveland Indians.
No joke.
I'm expecting Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton to have good years this year. I don't know how good they're going to be, Barry. I don't think they're going to be 50 home run good. Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton are going to have good years, good seasons this year.
They lost Mike Trout, so I don't know what they're going to do.
They lost Trumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost. They traded Trumbo to Arizona.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So
to see how they're going to break it down, especially when Major League Magazine come out.
Oh, I got mine already. What you talking about?
No, I'm
Stop
talking
playing.
About when they. Who they got to not that one? I'm talking about the one when they had who they have it in first place. I'm talking about that.
I got mine already. I got mine already. The one with Derek Jeter on the cover.
Who they got in first place? Who they got in first place? Who they got in first place?
In what division?
In the American League.
American League East.
Yeah.
Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
When did you
get
yours?
I got
mine last week. But go ahead. What you say?
Okay, it should be in the mail. Okay.
Yeah. They got you want to know who they got to pick to win the World? You know who they got in the World Series?
Who they got?
They got the Dodgers and the Rangers in the World Series.
I did see them talk about that on baseball.
They got the Dodgers and the Rangers in the World Series. The Dodgers. I want to talk about it so bad, but I'm gonna wait.
Some people have. What's the other team? The Braves was up. Where's the Braves ranked at? I gotta look at it. I'm gonna check and see if I got mine. This is
yeah,
the
you
got it.
Yeah, okay. But
hey,
you wanna know? Yes, go ahead, Barry.
You know what? A lot of times when you know you spend all that money, that don't guarantee nothing. You know, when you put stuff on paper, everybody pieces up.
Don't I know
it
as a Yankee fan? Don't
well,
I
yeah,
know it?
For a Yankee fan, we always gonna go.
Don't I know it as a Yankee fan?
As a Yankee fan, yeah, I'm just saying.
You spend a lot of money, you get beat by the Florida Marlins in the World Series.
Right. I mean, we go for it as a Yankee fan, but I said in general, when you spend all that money, it doesn't guarantee nothing. That big name, it's the chemistry. The chemistry,
yeah.
You know that.
And Kia, the Braves, they got the Braves to finish second in the National League East. They got the Nationals to finish first.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to
be
okay. I'll get mine.
Yeah, they got the Nationals. I mean, the Braves, you know, they Tim Hudson is gone. He went to the Giants.
Is Uggle still with the Braves?
Huh?
Uggle.
Yeah, Dan Uggle.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Concrete Hands at second base.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you going to make four errors in an All-Star game? That's crazy. But, yeah. they got the Nationals to finish first in the East. Let me see. Hold on. Let me write it down for you right quick. They got the National League. East is the Nationals. The Central is the Cardinals. The West is the Dodgers.
Okay, that's about right. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you can figure that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't figure the Nationals to be. I'm not going to pick the Nationals.
Nationals
I
the good. They just need Steven Strasburg to get
sheet.
Right.
I would change that to the Braves. Who's in the American League? I would change that to the Braves on my sheet.
Well, me and you would have to talk about this baseball
thing. No, the Braves.
I gotta put you on
the
game. The American League East, the Boston Red Sox. The American League Central, Detroit Tigers. And the American League West, the Texas Rangers.
No, I got the Yankees. Well, you know I ain't got no Boston come out on my sheet. So you know,
I
got to
go with the Yankees.
Sheet.
I ain't getting rid of Boston nothing either.
I'm not putting no Boston. Come on. You know me.
They had that one lucky season, man.
I'm ready to pick the Tigers to come out the Central.
Who are you picking to come out the Central?
Probably the Indians. Some people the Indians.
The Indians?
Like.
What about the Kansas City Royals? You better watch them.
No, because Kansas City, remember last year?
Yeah, but they wasn't ready last year.
Please.
Look, Okay. All right. I think the Royals might see y'all trying to get me to tip my hand.
I'm thinking Cleveland, because last year, I'm thinking Cleveland because last year Cleveland came back and was just scaring everybody. So this year they got it together. They could probably take the Central.
But Cleveland went like 5-15 in late August, and like you said, they had a good season, you know. But nonetheless, but they fell off. You know what I mean? And I think that the Royals are going to be this season's Cleveland Indians. The Royals won 86 games last year. They won 86 games last year. They got a nice little pitching situation, and they trying to snatch up Bronson Arroyo.
I don't think he's going to get him either.
But like I was saying about the West, though, I think Pujols and Josh Hamilton are going to have good years.
I'm not worried about Texas.
You're not worried about Texas Rangers?
No, I'm not.
The Texas Rangers went and got Sin Shu Chu.
Okay, we know that.
They got Prince Fielder, right? So their lineup is going to be Shu, Sin Shu Chu, Elvis Andrews, Prince Fielder, Adrian Beltre, Rios, Marlin, Profar at second base, Aaron Sebia, and Martin in center field. They got a pitching staff, though. The Rangers got pitching.
They got pitching
all day.
We'll see.
The Rangers got pitching. Yeah, but I mean, we just talking right now. The further review baseball preview will probably be out in about 3 weeks because the season starts early. March 29th, actually, the season starts. Dodgers and Diamondbacks in Australia. Seattle Mariners, Barry, what's your thought about them real quick?
I don't like them because they stole Robinson. No, you know that
they did what to Robinson Cano?
No, they didn't really steal him because
I was getting ready to say.
The Yankees should have paid him.
You think so?
No.
Oh, Barry, come on,
No way he was getting that money.
Oh, Barry, you're killing me right now.
He wanted too much. They should have let him. Oh, they should have worked something out. You're right. He asked for too much. You're right about that.
They
want me. Kia, do we got him with the conversation? We got hit him in the head one more time. Look what we turned that into, though, Barry. You know what I'm saying? Robinson Cano asked. Jay-Z got Robinson Cano in trouble, asking for all that money. The Steinbrenners was like, Goodbye. You gotta have plenty of Nintendo products to play with up in Seattle. Goodbye. See you later. So we turned that into Brian McCann, Jacoby Ellsbury, Carlos Beltran, Tanaka. Come on, son.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't like they paying a Red Sox. You know, way more. You know, he's a Red Sox. I mean, Ellsbury's good. He's a Red Sox.
So what? Was you mad with Johnny Damon when Johnny Damon was playing for the Yankees?
No, I liked him.
But you was mad when Johnny Damon hit that grand slam against us in Game 7 of the Championship Series, right?
Damn right I was.
There you go.
Right about that.
Was you mad when David Cone was pitching for the Red Sox?
Nope.
Was you mad when he was pitching for the Yankees? When he pitched the perfect game for the Yankees?
It's like Doc Gooden.
Come on,
you know
son.
That. You know that. I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah, man. But, as far as baseball, you know, that's my thing, man. I love it. When it comes to baseball.
He should have took that money.
Huh?
He should have took what Hal Steinbrenger told him that they were giving. They were willing
to
offer.
Yeah, I think if he would have took it, you know, it would have been what it is. But I'm glad. I'm kind of glad now, Kia. Now that the smoke is clear and all that, you know what I mean? After the fact, I'm glad.
Oh, he's done. I'm not worried about Robinson Cano that year.
Nope. I'm not worried about him either. That's the thing. It don't even hurt. Gary, it don't hurt that bad, yo.
I just didn't like it at the beginning, the way he left, but it's all good now.
Mm-hmm.
He left. He did that to himself because he didn't want – He did, oh, he did something. He didn't want that money. So you know what? The Steinbrenners wasn't budging. They wasn't going to offer him no more than what they said they were coming to that table with. And he was like, no. They was like,
okay, well,
see you, all right. Bag, let's go.
See you.
Hey,
he
got a
little time. What time the four train coming?
Yeah,
all right.
He got amped up with that Jay-Z thing, too. He got a little amped up.
Yep. I don't care about that.
Hey, you know what? I wish him the best, man. April 29th,
yeah,
man. The Mariners and the Yankees going to be in the building. The Mariners are going to be in the building. April 29th, Yankee Stadium. Mariners and the Yankees is going down. What kind of reception do you think he's going to get?
He got to get a good
reception. They're not going to boo him.
I don't think they're going to boo him either, but you know what I mean? You got that money. You got that guap, Daddy. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But they're gonna enjoy if he don't get on base or strike him out. That's all they're going to do, but they're not going to
I don't miss Robinson for no like that.
The beginning, they're going to give him an ovation, but after that, he's done.
I don't miss him that much. I mean, I'm going to miss, you know, the nice plays at second base and, you know, the hits and the home runs. I'm going to miss that a little bit. But you know what I'm not going to miss, though? I'm not going to miss him not running out of a ground ball. I'm not going to miss him making errors. I'm not going to miss that at all.
Now, he didn't run out. He didn't run out.
He played.
Balls,
I mean, you know, the thing about Robinson Cano was that, you know, he looked like, you know, he was kind of lazy. The game just looked easy to him. You know what I mean?
Even at second base, when he made those nice plays, he looked kind of lazy, but he was sweet with it.
He would make gold glove plays, Barry.
Yeah.
But when it came to the ball right in front of him, they let it go right through his legs.
Yeah, but he would make some spectacular plays after that.
He'll make some nice plays. He'll get you a 300 average. I just think that, you know, and they moved in the fences at Safeco. So that might help him a little bit. You know what I mean?
You know what? He carried the team last year. The only thing because everybody was hurt.
The only reason he carried the team is he was the only one that wasn't hurt.
That's
everybody
right.
Everybody else is all hurt up.
You're right about that. He had no choice but to carry the team because everybody else was hurt.
Yeah, you know.
The first couple of weeks of that game, you had those where they was calling the headlines in the Post, the headlines in the Daily News, the no-name Yankees that was doing... Staying afloat. Keeping the Yankees afloat. Just keeping them afloat.
Yeah.
You know what? Joe Girardi was his best year coaching last year. Joe Girardi, you know that, right?
You have, like, Lyle Overbay and Vernon Wells. And you got
they
all had good years, too.
Right.
He
played with fill-ins the whole year, pretty much.
Yeah, fill-ins, yep.
Overbay, nobody. You know, and Joe, he coached him, too. And, like, right to the end, we fell short, like, the last 15 games, but... Other than that, that was like an excellent coaching job for him. Like, he should have been manager of the year.
Yeah, you know what? But with Joe Girardi, though, man, I'm glad we, you know, signed him and got him, you know, got him in the fold and all that, man. Because, like, last year, he was talking about, well, I don't know if I want to go to the Cubs.
Chicago, right?
Thinking about trying to get him and all of that. But I'm glad we locked him down. I'm just looking forward to us having a good season. Man, I'm looking for some good things for my Yankees this year. I'm gonna say this, kid. I'm not picking them to finish third. How about that? Is that okay? I'm not picking them to finish third.
Well, you know I don't pick them to finish. You know I'm always had them at number one top.
You know what I'm saying? But again, I think that, you know, with Alfonso Soriano, I asked a question. I think it was maybe a week or two ago. I asked a question. Why the Yankees just can't put Alfonso Soriano at second base?
Where they putting him at?
I mean, that's where he started.
Thank you. When he was playing with the Yankees the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They could put him back there. Why not?
They could put Alfonso Soriano at second base.
He's not a left.
And this dude and these other sports groups who shall remain nameless, they, you know, argue me down. Why would you put Alfonso Soriano at second base? Because that's where he came from.
He's not a left fielder, bottom line.
And how much range does he have to have at second base?
They just put him there. He'll be better than any
scum. You got Mark Teixeira at first base that eats up everything. All you got to do is throw the ball closer. Teixeira will get it.
That's right. And then we'll make room for the outfield because we got, like, Gardner left.
Ichiro.
Center and Beltran on right.
Ichiro, Ellsbury, Beltran. You know what I'm saying? Brett Gardner, where he going to play?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's a thing where you just, to me, I guess that's too much common sense, Barry.
Put him back to second. If he makes several errors, so what?
So
we'll
what?
We'll make four.
That's right. Exactly.
He made it forward with his bat in like 20 games last year.
That's right. And if you could do it, you do it like that, if you're worried about that, say it's a close game, Barry, we could take him out for defense or put him in left field or put him at DH to keep
that's
his back lineup.
That's a seventh inning, just like with Gita,
right.
They're going to do.
Keep the back lineup. So
just like with Gita,
I think outside the box with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, why you can't? You talk about, well, we signed Brian Roberts. We signed Kelly Johnson. You know what I'm saying? So why we just can't put Alfonso Soriano at second base?
That's the most smartest thing you could do.
I don't know. That's why I'm the mayor and they're not. But it's all good, man. After further review in the building, 646-200-3838. I want to shout out my homies, man, at Night 97. I'm going to be in the building tomorrow, man, collecting on my Super Bowl bet and all that good stuff right there. Special shout out, man. You know what it is, man. It's the Tuesday Night Vibe. Shout out to Team 930 in the building all day. Hard body karate. I see you out there. After further review in the house, man, you got the man, man, live and direct, man. We got on Peyton Manning, gave Peyton Manning the business. I'm just getting started with that, baby. I'm just getting started. I'm in my glory right now, yo. I've been telling people for 2 years that this dude ain't going to get nothing. He's not going to get nothing. They keep coming up with these excuses. He's the modern-day Dan Marino. And the only difference is he got one ring. They're trying to give him two or three of them.
I truly was disappointed in the whole game. I really didn't enjoy it. But my thing is, it does not tarnish his legacy. I don't think it tarnished anything. It doesn't touch it. It doesn't touch his legacy.
So what is his legacy? What is his legacy? What is he going to be known as? Remember for?
He's going to remember for his seasons that he played, his career stats and stuff like that. I don't take nothing from him. I'm not a Peyton Manning fan, but I'm not going to discount him. I'm not going to discount him.
Okay.
But, you know, my thing is, like, I made a suggestion. I said something, like, in the group that said something about, I don't think Brady would have scored 8 points. There's no way in hell. I'm sorry. There's no way. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that the Patriots would have won the game. There's no way Belichick would have put 8 points on that scoreboard and be satisfied not coming north.
They gave Denver that 8 points.
I'm just saying, there's no way. Belichick and Brady, there's no way. Belichick is too arrogant to go away and to come away and let some other team have a 35-point lead on him. No way. No way.
Well, I don't know. I kind of hope that, you know, Peyton Manning was too arrogant to make that happen. But, again, you can't never tell what's going to happen in the game.
I blame Demaryius. He cannot believe that he caught that pass, ran the ball, and the fumble.
They were shook. They were scared to look.
I said, oh, my God.
They were scared to look.
Unbelievable that game. You couldn't even have no answer for that game. I was sitting there saying to myself, what in the world was this mess? They couldn't even come from that locker room. Fox and them couldn't do no adjustments or nothing. I was like, this is done.
That's what happens when you're getting, you know, that's just one of them old-fashioned. That's one of them old-fashioned, put the Vaseline on your face and put your hair back and go make it happen. There's one of them beatdowns right there. You better not lose.
You know, you can discredit him.
Don't come home if you lose.
Don't discount his legacy.
You know what? I mean, Peyton is a great regular season quarterback, but that was a beatdown, an embarrassment, a spanking.
It was an atrocity.
Atrocity, right. Come on, you
can't. Crime against humanity.
You can't defend that. I mean, he's a great quarterback, but he got his butt kicked all the way around. He's supposed to be Mr. Omaha.
Yep.
No, Affleck.
Yep.
And I agree with that whole, and I agree with that. I agree, this whole total dismantle falls on the anger and it falls on Peyton. I think he should be the one to take this totally full blame of what happened.
He's a great quarterback, I'm lying. But he got his butt kicked, man.
But you cannot touch his legacy because of this game. There's no way. I don't care.
You can't judge it on one game, but he got his butt kicked. You can't defend that.
I think he deserves to go to sleep at night and toss and turn, knowing he 8 points is what you mustered up.
There you go.
I hear you on that. He deserved to go, you know, and toss and turn and think about the, you know, Super Bowl game he had, but. Is he finished tossing and turning about the game with Baltimore? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I keep going back to that. I keep going back to that. You know, they want him to win so bad, and it's all set up for him.
You don't make no adjustments because the adjustments wasn't even. I just could not understand this whole.
Well, 36-0, 22-0. I don't know. You know.
I had to
say. I don't know what to say.
I could not even digest what the. I just. What the hell
was
this game?
Oh, yeah, Akia, look up the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense and tell me what you find. I just wanted to put that out there. Mm. 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, wait. Do they even consider Tampa Bay 2002 Buccaneers defense a top five defense?
Tell Barry.
Yeah, they were. I got to get
you. You better tell her.
You can agree. You can agree whatever you want to. I don't agree.
You better tell her.
You know what? I don't agree. You know
okay,
me about
fine,
my opinion.
That's
fine. My opinion. I don't agree.
He convinced me today. I watched Derrick Brooks and he had a...
Let me tell you something. You cannot convince me. And you cannot, I guess, you know, I'm the type of person. You cannot convince me when
we
I'm saying
know.
Something that me and whatever. Yeah, so don't even try to tell me.
Know.
Yeah, we know that. Mm.
So what's your top five defenses?
So you know I got my Steelers in there.
Yeah.
You know that.
Steelers.
Come on.
Dylon, and Dylon, right?
Come on. You know I got my Steelers up in there. I could go with, you know, I can't stand the Ray Bradford, so, you know, I could, you know, please put them as a blank spot up in there. I could put them. You know, you could add Seattle up in there now. I mean, you could put them. You could say something about them in there. I mean, who?
That's three. Okay, you got two more.
The Bears Super Bowl. Well, I don't remember the Bears Super Bowl, so I wouldn't know. So I always hear about the Bears. You see them, whatever. I'm just not gonna put. I just don't think Tampa Bay is that type of. I just don't think they should be up there.
Okay, and that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. And I was saying that earlier in the show that, you know, Tampa Bay didn't get mentioned. Really, I mean, you barely hear about that defense right there, that 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. And I was saying earlier in the show, the 99 Buccaneers defense, when we shut down the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, all them cats, we shut them down in St. Louis, the NFC Championship game.
Hey, man.
But, yes, sir.
That, you know, you're right, because Derrick Brooks said that for like 3 or 4 or 5 years, you guys held it down. You know, it was
we were crushing them.
Nah,
he had
this.
But we didn't have no offense.
Shake. He said, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was like not 1 year, it was like, you know, 3 or 4 years. So you're right.
Yeah,
about
you know what I mean? And we was doing our numbers, but my thing was, I said at the beginning of the show, I was kind of tight because they didn't give my team no shine. You know what I mean? It's all good, though. They talked about everybody else except for my 2002 Bucks, but it's all good.
It is what it is. You know, like I said, with this, Seattle did what they had to do to, I clearly took like that Super Bowl was over. That business was a disgrace.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think, you know, I'm not worried about, I think Peyton will, you have to have thick skin, because, you know, your skin is going to have to be
thick. No, he's got thick skin. I think he's got thick skin. All of years,
he
was beat by the Patriots in the playoffs. And last year or this year,
he's
got thick skin.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm a Steeler and a Giants fan, but what Seattle did Super Bowl Sunday was so impressive, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Steel Curtain, the Giants. I mean, the San Francisco, your Bucks. But that was like, it was no scheme. It was no blitzes or nothing. It just straight up, it was just a bubble.
Yeah, they was daring them to come under. Come
hey,
on,
it was nothing. And then
come
when they threw underneath.
Come on, get some of this. Yeah?
They threw underneath
just,
and then
just,
they popped them. It was just like old
I'm
school
just,
football. It's nothing better than that. It was like, you know, Teddy Bruce, he said it was a Picasso. It was Picasso in the works with that. It was Picasso.
Go
you can't
ahead,
take that away.
Go ahead,
I'm
make a point right quick.
I'm disappointed in Fox. I'm just disappointed how he I just cannot believe, and I'm not just knocking because of, you know, other teams. There's no way. Even though
somebody said they drove their team bus through Harlem. That's what made them scared.
If you may not have won the game, or you know, but there's no way certain teams going to just, you know, there's no way. I'm just sorry.
They said they drove the team bus through 125th and Lenox. And Sean Moreno started crying.
And they was never the same, right?
They was never the same after that. But yo, we're in the building, man. After further reviews in the house, 646-200-3838. The trade deadline is coming up in the NBA. Key, I hear a lot of talk about your boy Paul Gasol going to Phoenix.
I'm on strike.
What was that?
I'm on strike.
So you on strike for the Lakers?
Yes, I really am on NBA strike. I really am not talking Lakers basketball. I know. PISSED. I'm totally pissed.
Stop the presses.
I'm on strike.
That deserves a round of applause. I think that deserves a round of applause. There you go. All right. Kia is on strike. She don't want to talk about Paul Gasol going to the Phoenix Suns.
I don't want to know nothing.
So you waving the white flag on the season or what?
No, I'm not waving the white flag. I'm just totally in a disarray right now. I'm in a mood. I'm sorry right now. I'm in this pissed mood. I think my brother, I guess he's avoiding me because he put this little, what's name? Don't talk or trash. I'm not in the mood to trash my Lakers. He should have knew that. I just choose until, you know, he's like, damn, yeah, I'm just saying, no, don't say nothing
all right,
about
well,
my damn
I'm going to take, I'm going to fill that gap right there. I'm definitely in the mood to trash my Knicks. Yo, I don't care what nobody say.
I just had to saw that trade that they're talking about, and I'm like this, and the glass coming back from the city on the path, and it's like they were talking about that trade for Sham, and oh my God, I just slipped my tongue. That trade that they're talking about doing.
What trade are they talking about doing?
With getting, oh my gosh. I just saw it today.
Thank you for playing, participating.
No,
we have some lovely party gifts.
We were talking about Tyson Chandler
to Oklahoma City for Russell Westbrook.
I just saw
for those internet rumors and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Make it happen first. But I don't see that helping the Knicks do anything as far as making the playoffs. I asked you about the Lakers. You said you was on strike. So now I'm going to talk about my Knicks. Is that okay?
Let me ask you something about your Knicks. I'm asking you.
Okay,
Do you think that can be... No, I'm just saying from Oklahoma. Because it had to come from a reliable... You know what I'm just saying?
I don't care about that.
Listen to me. I'm asking you a question. If it is a reliable source, do you think Oklahoma will send... I'm just saying, a possibility of sending Westbrook, because they see how KD is doing, send Westbrook to the Knicks for these guys? I'm asking you if that's a possibility.
Anything's a possibility. But a probability? I'm not sure. Anything's a possibility. Right. But a probability? I don't think so. And as we get closer to the trade deadline is February 20th. Who knows? You know what I mean? You know, they was talking Rondo in the mix, and now Westbrook's name is popping up in the mix.
No, Rondo. We already knew Rondo was not going to come to the Knicks. Rondo's not going to fit that. No, not that system. That was a done no. But this right here, when I saw it, I'm like, I've been thinking about it all. I said, well, I never thought about Westbrook coming to the Knicks, but you're sending all those guys. You got Westbrook and Melo. Then I started saying, then I started, like, look at it a different way.
You have Westbrook and Carmelo half a season?
I'm just saying, if a possibility, if they decide that they're going to come and make something of that team and they stay with the Knicks, it may not happen. I'm just saying, it looks good on paper.
I haven't been to Fantasy Island since, like, 1981.
This is a possibility if it does happen.
It's a possibility, but it's not a probability.
Right,
there's a difference.
I just said there's a difference. Good on paper,
so
and it may not
when
be
they, when,
paper.
When I see when they introduce Russell Westbrook at Madison Square Garden as a member of the New York Knicks, holler at your boy. But until then, I got nothing to say about
that.
It. It's just a rumor.
It's just a rumor, like any other rumor,
and I don't pay attention to that.
I agree with that 100% because I'm the same way. I don't even listen to all that rumor when they were talking about Amnesty and Kobe. I said, please, you know what? When I see it, let me know when I see it on paper.
Right.
Until then, I could care less what y'all talking about Amnesty, Kobe.
Right.
Sit down somewhere.
Okay, moving right along. Yeah, man, my Knicks got to make some noise, man, because right now we not looking too hot right now.
You know, I think the you know it's going to come down to this little big decision, somewhat that Carmelo Anthony has to make. I just want to get into that eighth spot some kind of way. You know what I mean? With two game and a half behind Charlotte, the Bobcats slash Hornets. You know what I mean? And I'm very disappointed in my team. The big question is going to be all about Carmelo once the season is over with. I wish that we could have this kind of like done over already. You just go upstairs and sign your extension or whatever. If you're going to test the free agent market, then do what you need to do, man. Don't have me.
You scored 62 points. That's supposed to be all on yours because you scored 62 points and you don't even know if you're going to be here next year. Miss me with that. You can score 162 points. I don't care. Goodbye.
I think it's going to be a major trade.
If it is going to be a major trade, they better hurry up. The trade deadline is February 20th.
The major trade is going to be to satisfy Melo so he can sign that extension. That's why the major trade is going to
be a major trade.
A major trade to satisfy Melo. That's going to be the trade.
I'm not understanding.
I mean, trade all those guys. I truly think Shump and what's name should go. I truly think all those guys that they said to trade, I think they should leave the Knicks. I truly think they could do without Melo could do without those guys. I really do believe
you. You sure I'm worried about my Knicks a lot?
No, I'm just saying because, like I said,
I forgot you're on strike from the Lakers. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I am on strike. I'm really on. You know, I think I should be on strike for the NBA. But I'm just saying because when you look at it, and you hear them talking about it, and you hear guys talking about it, and you start to say, "Well, wait a minute. You know what? That kind of makes sense because they're trying to Melo. I don't think you know. I can say enticing Melo because, like you said, it's an awful feeling to be in because you got him in New York. Sign the damn papers now, Melo. What are you going to do? What are you waiting for? That's all.
And you know what? Don't get it twisted. I understand this business. I understand. You're well within your right. I'm speaking as a fan. You up in my team. You talking about
exactly.
You love my team. One day you from Baltimore. The next day you from Red Hook. Which one is it? Take a struggle, my G. Which one is it? We play for keeps over here.
I'm like, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to be here, be here. And that's why everybody's all in their glory. Oh, Carmelo Anthony scored 62 points. So what? So what? He scored 62. He could have scored 1,000 points. What does it matter? If you want to impress me, score the 62 points and then run upstairs to the office and sign and say, Dolan, I want to sign my extension right now.
He can bring it down to him while he's on the sideline.
Bring it down to him while he's on the sideline. Cursing out J.R. Smith. You know what I'm saying? We lose to a team like Milwaukee last night, man. Come on, Barry.
Yeah.
Come on, yo.
The Knicks, you know, they are what they are. You know that. I ain't even going
to
go
with
something.
Yeah, man, but I wish they were something else. We don't even defend home court no more. We're 11-16 at home.
A real fan. If your team sucks, you can't defend them. They suck.
I don't believe in that.
How are you going to defend a team if they suck?
I could care less. I'm gonna defend the Lakers regardless.
But you just said you was on strike from the Lakers.
That's not a fan. If your team,
you just said you was on strike.
I'm going to defend the Lakers.
What you got to say? I'm on strike from the Lakers. Okay.
I'm really. You know what? I just can't stand D'Antoni right now. It's just like this guts when he came. Like I'm still bitter about when they hired him. So I'm still bitter about that. I'm still bitter about that Dwight trade with them buying him to Philly, and we got Dwight. You know, I'm still bitter about that. And it's just unbelievable this mess that we're in. So of course I'm so pissed, and it's fuming over from when D'Antoni came.
You're trying to get rid of some of that money by sending Gasol to Phoenix.
We need to trade D'Antoni. He needs to be on the damn trading block. We need to trade him.
That's true, but you know what? If your team sucks, they suck. I mean, you could be
worried
about all that, but you got to admit your team sucks.
I would never say my team sucks. That's the difference with me. I would never say my team sucks. So good thing to each his own of calling your team sucks and saying your team sucks. When it comes to me, Kia saying about her Lakers and her suits, they will never suck.
If your team wins 10 or 20 games, the whole
season. I don't care less than my team wins 10 or 20.
Barry, let me tell you, my G, the season before last,
football season.
Yeah.
We tried to hold her hand and walk her through the schedule.
Right.
So
we
told
her
the Steelers was going to not make the playoffs. So we tried
right.
to help her out, and she cursed us out and called everything a child of God.
You got to be a real friend.
She stuck with her team. It's all good.
And you know how I am. To each his opinion. I'm not here to guard your opinion. You're not going to hear to try to change mine. I don't care what you think or what.
I just want all the people to hear
you. You know how I am. I can care less what somebody else's opinion is.
I just want all the people to hear you.
You know me.
Look, you can't defend
that. You know
me.
I don't care. I'm not going to say my team sucks. And you know me. I guard that turf very well. If you can say it, you can take whatever's coming out of my mouth. I don't care if it's sensitive about it. I'm going to say what I need to say.
If you're honest about the team,
I don't throw no honest about me up here about that. I don't care nothing about that.
Oh, so you don't
know
have to be
me,
honest about your team.
If they got the greatest team ever, so be it.
It is what it is.
If they win 10 games, they're the greatest team ever. Still, no
matter
what.
Are you there? They are.
Huh? I ain't mad at you.
You know? Come on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I imagine.
You're gonna defend your team no matter what.
I defend
be
and
honest.
Believe me. I don't care. What do you want about me? I don't care what you say. Okay,
yes. We established
that
like 12 shows ago. We got that. We got that point. We got that point.
Just
like
when you had the Yankees ask her, I had to argue down about that third play. I'm like, what?
And they finished the third place.
And who was telling the truth and who was lying?
Right. Are you saying the truth?
Who was telling the truth and who was lying?
Yeah, wait. Whatever.
Okay. No, whatever.
And I had the Yankees come up.
Wait a minute. Who was telling the truth and who was lying?
Come on now.
And that's the point right there. I love the Yankees, yo.
Come on.
I love the Yankees with a passion. That's my team. Hard body karate all day.
I'm going to tell the truth
about them.
You can't defend something that's not true, kid.
When they ain't right, they ain't right.
I don't care. If I want them in first place, you're not going to move.
And then you can get on the radio on Tuesday night and then say that. And then everybody can hear you say that, and then there you go. So I'm saying, I'm telling the truth. When I talk about my team, and I can care less about whatever, and 9 times out of 10, there you go. Enough said. But we in the building, man.
Come on, please.
We in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. This is a wild one, yo.
Oh.
All right, so, again, Barry, we got a few minutes left in the program, man. Anything to say before we get out of here, yo?
Nah, it's just a good season. I mean, so I can't wait for baseball, and I'm just enjoying what I'm doing. And I'm here to support you, my brother, and I'm here to support GQ Palace, and that's the bottom line.
That's what it is, man. And that's what it is. We appreciate you for all of that.
Sorry.
Yeah, football season kicks off September 4th. Schedules come out April 17th. Circle your calendars and all that.
I'm definitely going to circle the calendars.
I'll see when we go to Heinz Field. I'm definitely circling the calendar.
Schedule comes out April 17th.
We just getting started. Come on, Dave Chappelle, we just getting started. Word up.
You know that truck is always guarded. Come on.
I was gonna ask you if you had anything to say before we got out of here, but I think you said enough. We're gonna rock
Whatever.
Out. You got the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838.
I wanna read that book after you read it.
Yeah, I got it right here. Yo, this book is crazy, yo.
I wanna read it after you read it.
A lot of radio sportscasters, like all across the country, like in Los Angeles, talks about Mike and the Mad Dog. You know what I mean? And it talks about, and I'm just really, really caught up in this book, yo. And the way I found this book, man, is kind of crazy, man.
I know what I mean?
I don't be believing in stuff like that, but yo, I had to pick this book up. I walked through, Grand Central on a Humble. I just cut through on a Humble, yo. You know what I mean? And it was right there, laying right there on the table. It was laying right there on the table, and I picked it up, and I'm like, wow. But that's what that is, man. Super Bowl 48, it was what it was. Everybody saw that, 43-8. New York, New Jersey, shout out to New Jersey. Don't want to leave New Jersey out. You know what I mean?
Yay.
You know, they, they, you know, they think the Super Bowl was enjoyable. Super Bowl Boulevard was good. Everybody had a great time. We're in the building, man. GQ Palace, you know what it is. Every Tuesday night, 8 to 10, it goes down. HBK, Hard Body Karate, you know how we do it. Shout out again to the big homie Rich, man, doing his same thing. You got to holler at me, man. We got some talking we need to do. Miss Lavina behind the board holding down the applause and the bombs and all that good stuff right there. All the other GQ Palace hosts, man, you know what it is, man. You got the Diva Squad tomorrow night holding it down. Cheeky Chick does his thing on the comedy note. Shout out to KL Belvin and his wife Tiffany, man. They, you know, got to bless the new arrival, you know what I mean? And that's what that is. Friday, man, Rich does the entertainment thing. I got a couple of things I need to holler at you about that tip, man. Then Sundays, Miss Lorena does it, Spiritual Sundays all day. They do what they do, man. GQ Palace, man, we don't let you go, man. We got you all week long, so we got you in the grass. Once again, man, shout out to the season ticket. You know what it is. Shout out to Just Sports. Shout out to all the other groups. Shout out to War Room Sports, man. My man Dev holding me down to War Room Sports, man. Mr. Mayor, man, we talk about it, man. We don't throw beer about it. We touch on a lot of things, man. I appreciate everybody that called in. T, Angie, you know what I mean? Kia on the check-in, as always. My man Barry, my man Shay. Indianapolis style. I appreciate you, my G. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that, man. I appreciate you for checking us out. After further review, man, we do our thing tomorrow night, man. Your man will be rocking with Not 97, man. They owe me a couple of favors, you know what I mean, for my Super Bowl prediction and all of that. So I'm going to be rocking out with them tomorrow night. You know, week in sports. Enjoy the week, man. We're getting, you know, closer and closer to spring training. All you so-called sports heads out there, watch some NCAA basketball, man, so we can have something to talk about. You know,
amen.
What I mean? Football season's over. You know what I mean? All these crazy questions, and like you on a quiz show or something, man, let's expand our horizons a little bit, man. Sports head to sports head, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, once again, man, Team 930 in the building. I see you all day. Everything's everything, man. We do it every day, man, after further review. A little different than the rest, man. Oh! I forgot, Barry. I had to give it to your man. I got 4 minutes left, man. I forgot all about it, but I'm getting ready to give it to your man, Stephen A. Smith. You're full of it. Skip Bayless. I would write a letter to them and be like, yo, I will sit up in the middle of Times Square and debate you on sports because I be catching you out there so much, yo. Skip Bayless, yo, they just be saying stuff, yo.
People
ain't paying attention.
I was on First Take twice. I've
seen you.
You know what?
A shameless plug. Shout out Barry for the shameless plug. All right, there you go.
You know what? And Skip was much cooler than him. Stephen A., after the show, he walked away and had, like, guys like 6'5", 300 pounds, everybody get away.
I'm not surprised. Yo. Stephen A. think he a star, man.
Kerry Champions took pictures with me. Skip took pictures, but Stephen A., just like his personality is on TV, that's the same way he is afterwards. So, you know what?
I don't know, man. I'm going to beg to differ on that. I think because Stephen A., a few years ago, Stephen A. was cool. I met Stephen A., man, at the Supper Club, man.
But he's still standing off as, you know,
cool.
after the show.
They were sipping on their little drinks or whatever. We was chopping it up cool as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now, like, he got his sunglasses on, and Bloviate, and he got to use all these 35-cent words. Like, nobody don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he blew up after the last 2 or 3 years, because he blew up.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
Trying to sabotage. What do you think, he is Dennis Miller or something? You know what I'm saying? Come on, yo.
Because I went down there Tuesday, and I went down there Thursday, and they was like, oh, come back and take pictures. If I put it on the Facebook, they was like, you know, Carrie said take pictures, close up, whatever else, and Skip. But, you know, it is what it is, but I had a good time, and I put a little plug in for GQ.
I appreciate you, man.
Oh, good, man.
It goes down, man. Every
day is 2015,
night, man. We try to keep
brother.
It on the real side. You know that. We try to bring the real to the situation again. Again,
keeping
man, shout out to everybody, man, for checking me out, man, and doing what we do, man. I do this, man, because I like to talk about it, man, and I like to talk about it with people who like to talk about it so we can have a intelligent, sometimes loud, sometimes wild, but never violent discourse. About sports. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, go ahead.
I'm just saying, amen. That's what it's
oh,
about.
Oh, amen. Okay, okay. That's,
you know,
hallelujah.
What?
All that. That's what it is.
You know, we could debate whatever, but it's all good. That's what it's about. It keeps everything going.
That's what it is, man. That's
everybody
what it's about. It keeps the ball rolling. But I, you know what, Barry? Real quick before we get out of here, man, that DMA cut me off. But, yo, I just wish that some of them cats that be in them groups would come through just one time. I got
right.
The guillotine sharp it, baby.
That's it.
They're not
going to
do it. They won't even
yeah,
even
ain't what I mean.
Do that.
But it ain't no
house
test. I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to put the number out there one more time before we get off the air. 646.
I'm going to bring it for you, brother. I got
2003838. I'm going to give you a week to get your game together. You know
there
what I mean? Get your game together. Step your game up. You know what I mean? Get your bars up, baby. After further review, the Bears in the building. GQ Palace. Hey, Rich, stop smiling, man. I see you. It's going down, man. Hard body karate, man.
There
we ain't playing no more, man. We coming at these cats, man. They talk all this garbage.
Right.
But I invite you. Come on through.
Keep it
Let's
serious,
keep it popping.
Man. 1,000.
That's what it is, man. We out. GQ Palace, man. After further review, man. We out. Team 930. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, y'all. This is Half Pipe. And after further review, I'm checking out DeMayo on GQ Palace Radio.
Now this joint right here is where the young bucks and the OGs all come together. I call this brand of hip-hop a dope contemporary. Let's rap.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yep, yep.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yep, yep.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yep, yep.
Don't they make them feel so good?
Yep. Check it out. I know what the business about.
Yep, yep.
I know what the chicks is about.
Yep, yep.
I see what the fellas is on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'ma make them all sick of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking this to the top of the charts.
Yeah, yeah.
Caking up and I'm playing my part.
Yeah, yeah.
I'ma grease every palm I got up.
Yeah, yeah.
To see the song get hotter and hotter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ain't no shame in that now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that's where the game is at now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the WWE out here.
Yeah, yeah.
I smack down any rapper I see out here.
Yeah. Skill, baby, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
The clothes deal,
baby,
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That gross feel,
baby,
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they make them feel so good?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they make them feel so good? I got the whole culture on my back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the loop like a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the mold was broke after me.
Yeah, yeah.
I be the brand new old master P.
Yeah, yeah.
I drop something and it's certified.
Yeah, yeah.
Double black, triple homicide.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, I be killing the sport.
Yeah, yeah.
And still reppin' North Philly the fort.
Yeah, yeah.
Trespassers get prosecuted.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot messes get prostituted.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, it's all in together now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, I'm ballin' forever now.
Skill, baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
The clothes deal,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
That gross feel,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they make them feel so good?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm good in the whole hood.
Butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother. They all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
They go bug when they hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
I said it's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother. They all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this.
Yeah,
it's your brain on drugs when you hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
I say it's butter, butter, so gutter. Your little sister, your brother, your baby mama, your mother. They all wanna go cut a rug when they hear this. Even plain old thugs wanna hear this.
I got the skill,
baby,
baby, yeah, yeah.
The clothes deal,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
That gross feel,
baby,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
I won't chill until.
Am I good in the barbershop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm good on my mama block.
Yeah.